Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1356. Mastering the Morning, by Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. It's Wednesday, so like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share with you a bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "What you can do, or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it." Johann von Goethe. And with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Mastering the Morning, by Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. You wake up each day with countless choices. What's the first decision you make? The first thing you do is snooze the alarm once, twice, maybe five times. Then you check your phone, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and email. Each of these platforms is a different rabbit hole that sucks up time and energy. In a quest for lifestyle optimization, I became very fascinated in how starting the day translates to success. Across my corporate peers and those in the startup game, I have surveyed the people I look up to most on what they accomplish within the first 60 to 90 minutes of their day. Jason and I always ask this question to our podcast guests. I found out what the most successful people are doing in the morning to set themselves up to own the day. As I worked my way up at two large corporations, I found that the people at the top always had very organized mornings. Through personal experience, I began to notice that on days where my morning was more organized, I not only felt better physically, but I accomplished more during the day. My prepared mornings translated to more productive days, stronger workouts, more in-depth conversation throughout the day and into the evenings, and my sleep was phenomenal. Over time, I have tried different rituals in the morning to find what works best for me. Since my transition to live better full-time, I need a well-thought-out morning to translate to a positive day. A morning routine improves three key aspects of the day. One, productivity. When you have a set schedule in the morning, your creative process flourishes. You do not waste mental energy on making unnecessary decisions, which will slow down your flow. Two, clarity. Setting your morning up for success promotes good habits. When behaviors compound on one another, your daily output skyrockets. You won't feel rushed, which leads to you feeling refreshed throughout the day. And three, physical health. The ability to think clearly in the morning boosts your drive to want to feel better. You eat healthier, work out harder, and take more initiative to improve your physical well-being. Master your morning. Develop your morning routine. Take time to test different actions and record the benefits. Follow these steps to formulate your schedule. This is your time you're taking care of. Your time is valuable. Set up your day for success. Here we go. Step one, make a list of three morning goals. Mine include journal, eat, and plan the day. Other objectives may include work out, take a cold shower, perform yoga, read, meditate, listen to music, or make your lunch. Step two, layer on morning tasks. Mine include wash the breakfast dishes, organize my bag for the day, and make the bed. Other tasks may include walk the dog, shower, brush your teeth, or select your outfit. Step 3. Quantify each goal and task by how long it takes you to complete it. Make sure to account for every item that needs to be completed. You do not want to feel rushed, so be honest about your timing. Step 4. Subtract this time from when you have to leave in the morning. If you need to leave work at 7:30 a.m. and your routine adds up to an hour, that puts your wake-up time at 6:30 a.m. Step 5. Set your alarm 10 minutes before this wake-up time. An extra 10 minutes is a lifesaver. Wake up at 6:20 a.m. You won't regret it. Step 6. Make a time-ordered checklist for all of these items. Have this checklist laid out on your counter so you can check items off during the morning. Step 7. Test this routine. You have to give yourself time to adapt to this routine and make adjustments along the way. So give yourself at least 3 weeks to try it out. And lastly, step 8. Update the routine based on productivity, clarity, and health every 3 weeks until it becomes second nature. Take note of how you feel during the day. Do you have more energy? Are you less hungry? Do you want to do more after work? Then decide if you need to add or subtract anything to your routine. This may include a workout, morning journal, or a walk around the block. Test your new routine to see if you're feeling better during the day. Be patient when you develop your routine. Make sure you seriously assess how each part of the morning is translating to actions later in the day. Link each morning goal or task to a benefit you receive later in the day. For example, how am I benefiting from completing my morning journal? Answer, it allows me to set an intention first thing in the morning to guide my focus for the day. So many of the most successful people I have interviewed have a morning routine. Although the routines are different, the common denominator is the consistency. They all follow a pattern during the beginning part of their day that sets them up for success. A string of successful days leads to a successful week, month, year, and life. Develop your routine and have the best day ever. You just listened to the post titled Mastering the Morning by Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It's interesting that today's author, Brett, made a reference to making your bed first thing in the morning. Let me tell you why that's interesting. A few years ago, Admiral William H. McRaven delivered a commencement speech to the University of Texas, specifically the graduating seniors. In his speech, which you can find a video of online, he talks about how something as simple as making your bed each morning can lead to other beneficial habits. He even wrote an entire book on this very topic. Either way, he highlights the importance of starting your day off right. Performing a simple yet productive task each morning, like making your bed, can help start the day off right. The genius behind this idea is, as Brett mentioned, one small productive behavior like making your bed can build momentum. Once you feel like you've accomplished something, even something small, it puts you in a positive state of mind. And then you want to keep that feeling going. Now, of course, making your bed each morning is just one example of a way to start your morning productively, but it doesn't have to be the only thing. What if, as soon as you get out of bed, you perform 5 push-ups, or practice some rejuvenating breathing, or think of 5 things you're grateful for? Any one of these would be a fantastic way to start the morning off on a positive note. These, of course, are not your only options. Find your own ways to help you feel more productive each morning, and you'll likely see how this can change the course of your entire day. And as Brett said, if you keep doing this, it just might change your life. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.